This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there after day one of the start of the new league year. First, just want to thank everyone for listening and, of course, everyone that came out to McGurk's in Royers Ford. I was told that we were pronouncing it wrong and kind of not enunciating it the right way, so I want to make sure I get that right for the great people of Royers Ford yesterday. McGurk's was awesome. So many great people. It's so cool to meet so many people that listen to WIP and make the time to come out and say hi and chat and have fun. And a great day yesterday. So I appreciate everyone. If I met you yesterday or we hung out yesterday a little bit, it was great to see you. And thank you so much for coming out. Unfortunately, the Eagles didn't give us much to get excited about and talk about. It was more debating on how significant what's gone on the first few days of the new league year is or isn't to the present and the future of the team. So they did make a move yesterday, and that was to sign A.J. Dillon. I'm all for the high upside, take a shot on a guy with some talent, big back. I liked him in Green Bay, and I thought he was going to become more. That the neck injury really derailed what was the beginning of a promising career. He's cleared now. He'll come in here. I'm into the idea. It's not a needle mover, but yeah, I mean, as another back in this rotation with Shipley, I'm into the idea of trying to resurrect the career of A.J. Dillon here in Philadelphia. Of course, the move that happened yesterday that we were anticipating was Darius Slay, 1 year, $10 million, officially released by the Eagles, so he goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, we, at one point during the our midday show at Burt's Town Hall yesterday, I did ask our panel if they could pick a position to acquire a veteran at, what would it be before the draft? Because, you know, we now know the Eagles are having one of those off seasons where they're going to lose a lot of veterans and they're going to replenish through the draft and probably only sign guys that maybe were cut or lower level deals, second wave of free agency. They're not jumping all in. So, but we know they're going to sign some vets at some point and they'll use some of their high draft picks on young players. And I asked, what's the position you'd rather fill with a vet compared to the draft? And then we could do the vice versa as well as we get closer to it. But as yesterday played out, and Darius Slay signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I look at the depth chart this morning at corner, and we know last year the Eagles had a magnificent draft at the corner position, Quinyon Mitchell in the first round, Cooper DeJean in the second round. But I'm looking at the depth chart right now at corner, and I see Quinyon and Cooper as starters, obviously back from last year. I see Kelee Ringo now as a starter on the other outside, you know, spot. And here is what else I see at corner. I see Eli Ricks, Tariq Castro-Fields, Perry Nickerson, and A.J. Woods. What I suddenly see with Isaiah Rogers' departure and with Darius Slay's departure is a very thin corner room. Very thin. I mean, we're talking about one injury and Ricks, Harry Nickerson, Tariq Castro-Fields, and A.J. Woods are up as the Eagles try to defend a championship. That is thin. I mean, you could tell me Moro Jomo is ready, and Ross Tucker yesterday had a great, you know, really broke it down on why he thinks Ojomo is ready to replace Milton Williams. I could buy that. You could tell me, you know, that Jalex Hunt's ready to step in and replace the production of Josh Sweat. I'll buy that. You could tell me that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. could fill in admirably early in the season if Nakobe Dean isn't ready. I could buy that. You could tell me Sidney Brown, if he's healthy, is ready to be a CJGJ type of enforcer. I could buy that. You could even tell me that Kelee Ringo could replace Darius Slay. I could buy that. But that's the one I'm most concerned about. That's the one where depth is the biggest issue to me. And I know they hit corner last year so well in the draft. But this year's draft, I want to see them attack defensive line. Edge. I don't want to pigeonhole it the way last year they had needs at corner entering the draft. I want to see them go about this without having to do that again with another young corner. Now, they could do it. I mean, they could draft one high. But I think they'd be better off not having that as a need. So as I kind of roll through the depth chart and think about what they have, the position I want a veteran at over the next 5 or 6 weeks before the NFL draft is corner. And look, typically, I don't want to get an older guy, especially at a position where you got to run. I'm not into that. But I look right now at the available free agent options. And I'm going to assume, because we're in the second wave here, these guys aren't going to cost a ridiculous amount of money. And it's not going to destroy the comp pick form. I don't think the Eagles with 20 picks over the next 2 years have to really sweat signing one player. They're trying to defend a championship. They have 19 picks. Is that really going to change the trajectory of the youth movement here in Philadelphia? No. And regardless, the only way they'd lose the third rounder from Milton is if they sign a player to about a $100 million deal. They're not going to do that. There's no players left in free agency that will get that kind of deal. So we're talking about mid-tier kind of free agents. At the very most, it may cancel out the fourth round pick for Josh Sweat next year. Again, I'm not sweating that, and no pun intended. They got to get a good player. So I want a veteran in here to replace Darius Slay and Isaiah Rogers on the outside. And luckily, there are some good ones still left in free agency. Let me give you one that has a natural tie-in here to Philadelphia, and I think it'd be a fun, you know, kind of roundabout and full circle thing to his career. How about Rasul Douglas, 30 years old? He'll enter the season as an age 30 player. He's physical. We know he's had a nice career since leaving here with Green Bay and then Buffalo. He could play in his zone, underneath, tacks the ball, plays outer third. Look, he had five interceptions in 2023. He had five pass breakups last season. I'm not saying he's a great player. I don't think he ever was. He certainly was a better player when he left here than when he was here. But I remember when he was here, there were a lot of people who believed in him and thought he should play more and thought the Eagles' defense and Jim Schwartz at the time weren't giving Rasul Douglas the right shot, or maybe it was the wrong system for him. How about bringing it back to Vic Fangio? Give Vic Fangio a shot to use Rasul Douglas. And I would feel better about that room if you tell me Rasul Douglas plays on one side, Quinyon Mitchell plays on the other, and then you get Cooper DeJean in the slot. And then you have the Ricks, Eli Ricks, and Kelee Ringo as backups. That's your depth. That's not your starter. And you know what? Rasul is not, at 30 years old, a lock. So you bring him in here, and if you get to day one of training camp, or day two of training camp, or day 12 of training camp, and it's clear Kelee Ringo is ready and better, okay, no big deal. We did this last year when Devin White wasn't as good, or N'Kobe Dean was better. That's fine. That's not a big deal. Just play the better guy. Play the younger guy. But I want some cover. I want some depth. Rasul Douglas is one of the first ones that I thought of. He's still out there in NFL free agency. Now, a guy that's younger and a guy that would, I think, give them more scheme versatility and give them more options and give them more optionality. And this one I could see being a feather in Howie Roseman's cap, because it is, again, another full circle kind of thing. The Rasul thing would be full circle for Rasul's career. This one would be full circle for Howie, the front office, Jeffrey Lurie, the franchise. How about Asante Samuel Jr.? The fact that he didn't sign the first few days of free agency tells me the league has cooled on him, the market has cooled on him, but I still think there's good football left in Asante Samuel Jr. He's going to be 25 years old entering next season. Playmaker, he's quick. If he could break on the football. Now, he only played four games last season, so he's coming off of a down year, an injured year. But they just signed A.J. Dillon off of a lost year, so obviously that's not a big deal. Six interceptions, 26 pass breakups in his 4 years with the Chargers. There's a playmaker there with Asante Samuel. He's still young, and I think it'd be cool to sign the kid of a player that was so good here in Philadelphia. And I look at Asante Samuel Jr., and I think the real question is, do you think he could play on the outside? Because if he can, that changes the conversation. He's 5'10". He's been more of a slot corner than he has been an outside corner. But if you think he could play on the outside, wonderful. If you think he can't, okay. But that the question then becomes, can Cooper DeJean play on the outside? I think a lot of this is gonna end up being, do they think Cooper DeJean could play on the outside? And if he can play on the outside, then Asante Samuel Jr. becomes more of a possibility. If they don't think he could play on the outside and you have to have an outside corner, it probably changes the way that he's viewed, the way the Eagles view Asante or anybody else that comes in here and plays that position. But I've always liked Asante Samuel Jr. That year in that draft, I thought he'd be a good pick for the Eagles. So he went 47th overall in the 2021 draft. That's the year. I'm trying to find where the Eagles picked there. 2021 draft. The Eagles took Landon Dickerson at 37. I thought Asante Samuel Jr. was a possibility for the Eagles in that range, that 37 through 50 range. And it's interesting, obviously, the Eagles did a lot of work on that draft. They had, you know, they moved around, but they ended up with the 10th pick, took Devontae Smith. And you look now, they had the 37th pick. They took Landon Dickerson in round two. And a lot of guys that are hovering around free agency here were just signed this week were picks in that range. You know, Javonte Williams just went to the Dallas Cowboys. Javon Holland, the New York Giants. The defensive tackle from Detroit went back there on a one-year deal. Mo Ring, the safety who I liked coming out then of TCU, went to the Carolina Panthers from Vegas. Asante Samuel, free agent. Aaron Banks just got a big contract from the Packers from the 49ers. Azeez Ojulari, who we've talked about on this podcast, I like. He went to the Giants at 50. So that range there, that where they were picking, I mean, they knew it was there. I mean, I'm sure Nick Bolton's just signed back in Kansas City. Josh Myers went to the Jets. I'm sure the Eagles did a good amount of work on Asante Samuel Jr. then. They know what he was. They know what he is. I think he could be a player for them and a vet to bring into the cornerback room. All right, one more. Actually, give me a couple more. But certainly one I have my eye on here, Mike Hilton. Now, he's a little bit older, but again, they're coming off a slay, and they had Bradbury the year before still playing. The Eagles aren't afraid to play some age if they think the age could still play. Mike Hilton, corner, 31 years old, from Cincinnati. Now, he's a slot. 12 tackles for loss, 8 pressures last season. Look, I think he's good in space, and he tackles. He will blitz off the edge. 8 seasons in the league, 13 picks, 11.5 sacks. 34 pass breakups. That 11.5 sacks is interesting. I mean, that's a good amount for a slot corner. He's a guy that will come off the edge. He will attack. A lot of this with Asante and Hilton is, do the Eagles have any conviction at all that Cooper DeJean is truly going to end up an outside corner, can give them outside corner work? If they don't, if they've decided, like Landon Dickerson, when they drafted him as a center, and then he played so well left guard that that's where they were leaving him, then Rasul Douglas becomes far and away, of the three names I mentioned so far, the obvious choice, because he's an outside corner. If they do think they've got scheme versatility, if they've got positional versatility, then Asante Samuel and Mike Hilton both, I believe, would be, you know, possibilities that would make some sense here for the Philadelphia Eagles, because I just look at the group as a whole, and it feels light. It feels light to me. Let me give you one more. Fourth veteran corner that I'm looking at that's still out there as of recording this on Thursday morning in NFL free agency. How about Akello Witherspoon? He'll be 30 entering the 2025 season. Just played for the Rams, so we saw him twice late in the season. 4 interceptions, 14 pass breakups over the 2 years he played in L.A. Look, he's not the fastest guy in the world. You're not going to put him on the burner of the other team. But he's 6'2". He's got length. If you're facing a big receiver, you could put Akello Witherspoon on him. Plays well in zone coverage. I've always thought he's a pretty solid player. You could, and again, this is a year where I'm not looking for them to go out and get Patrick Surtain. They have potentially their own in Quinyon Mitchell. I'm not looking for them to use their biggest cap room or asset or, you know, a huge thing to go get a corner. I just would like an adequate slay replacement. I would like a veteran in here. I don't want to just hand Keely Ringo the job. I want to make him earn the job. Or Eli Ricks or whatever young corner. And they got a good DB coach here in Christian Parker. I'm sure they think there's 2 or 3 guys in there that have the chance to go do something good here for them. And that's great. But I don't want to just hand it to them. I want to give a veteran an opportunity to come in here, compete, lead the room along with Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper. And I think there's 4 guys out there right now still available as I record this that could do it. Akello Witherspoon, he'll be 30 to start the season. Of course, Asante Samuel Jr., who will be, I believe, 26 to start the season? He'll be 25, age entering the year. Mike Hilton, 31. And the guy that I think would just be a great story to come back, and still a good player, is Rasul Douglas. He'll be 30 to start the season, physical corner, longer. And we saw him when he was young here. There was always some talent there in spurts. He just didn't realize until he went to Green Bay. And then obviously eventually to Buffalo. Played his best football, I thought, with Green Bay and became, you know, helped them become something within that secondary as that defense turned the corner. But I like Rasul Douglas, 30 years old, to enter the season. Corner. That's the position. After drafting two last year, I want the Eagles to go get a veteran. I'm not going to cry. They shouldn't cry over losing a pick. If they sign Rasul Douglas today and lose a fourth rounder in 2026, are we really going to lose our minds over that? They have 20 picks over the next years. They can't drop down to 19 and be okay. I think that's a little too strict in terms of how they're building this football team and changing things moving forward. But those are the four corners. That's the position. I'll go young at safety. I'll go young at D-line. I'll go young at edge. Fine. I'll go young at those spots. I'll piece together right guard. You could use the draft for all that. Give me a vet. Give me a veteran at corner to help fill out the room, especially in a division that has some good quarterback play with Jaden Daniels and Dak Prescott, some good wide receiver play across the board. They're going to play a lot of good quarterbacks next year, like Mahomes, like Josh Allen. They got to be ready. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, a YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.